And it's just so inspiring and just so moving. It's called Others. Your birth came through others. Your name was given by others. You're educated by others. Your income indirectly comes through others. Your respect is given by others. Your first bath was given by others. Your last bath will be done by others. Your funeral will be organized by others. You'll be taken to your final resting place by others. And everything you own will be inherited by others. Why then do some of us let our ego, our career, our money, and our beliefs undermine the worth of others in our lives when we are so dependent on others? Isn't it high time we learn to live in peace and harmony with others? Because all through our lives, at one point or the other, we will need each other. Thank you so much for sharing this one, Anton. We're going to be talking to another who is just so special as another and other. Other. Good morning to you, Keith Tucker.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
I am great. Did you hear that other thing? Isn't it just so powerful, though?
Very, very, very powerful, Jenny.
No man is an island. We are just all our, we should all be our brother's keeper. Keith, you know, Mona gave me the book yesterday, and I went to bed, and I opened the book, and I read the first paragraph, and then I fell asleep. Yeah, I got the book too late. When did you do it? Sure. I tell you, this is a book long time, Keith, man.
Yes, I apologize about that, Jenny, but I should have. And I was wondering, are you fell asleep because my book
tired.
Normally keeps.
No, 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 I'm just tired. No, work every day. So let me read the first page for everybody. Saturday, July 26, 1996 was another ordinary Saturday morning. The sun was shining brightly, and I had my plans for another hectic weekend of house chores, football, and relaxation. I knew that David's mother wanted to go to Maypin by taking a public passenger bus that could be so difficult at times, and so I decided to take her off her taking the bus. So David, his mother, and I left about 9 a.m. in my little Mitsubishi Lancer and traveled the familiar route from Kingston to Maypen on the Spanish Town bypass. We passed the lush fields of sugarcane through the bustling beehive of Old Harbour Town. We laughed and chatted all the way